Leo Durocher had a remarkable baseball career as a player and manager and should have been an easy choice for the Baseball Hall of Fame. He began his playing career at the age of 22 with the New York Yankees and was the starting shortstop on the Yankees team, led by Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, that swept the Cardinals in the 1928 World Series. In the 1930s, Durocher played for the colorful Cardinals team led by Dizzy Dean and Ducky Medwick that became known as the Gas House Gang. He was the starting shortstop for the Cardinals when they defeated the Detroit Tigers in the 1934 World Series, and in 1936 was selected as the starting shortstop for the National League team in baseball's first All-Star game. Durocher was traded to the Brooklyn Dodgers at the end of the 1937 season and became the team's player manager in 1939. He managed the Dodgers to the 1941 National League pennant, the first for Brooklyn since 1920, and his Dodgers, after tying with the Cardinals for the pennant in 1946, lost to St. Louis in a three-game playoff. Going into the 1947 season, Durocher was a strong advocate for Jackie Robinson's integration of baseball and put down a Dodgers player revolt in spring training. Durocher lost the opportunity to manage Robinson in his first season, however, when baseball suspended Durocher for 1 year for conduct detrimental to baseball. He returned to the Dodgers in 1948, but in mid-season was released so he could manage the New York Giants. Durocher had his greatest success with the Giants. His 1951 team capped a miraculous season with a dramatic playoff victory against the Dodgers on their way to a National League pennant. In 1954, his Giants, led by Willie Mays, won the World Series. During a 24-year span as a manager, including 7 years with the Cubs, Durocher won 2,008 games. He is currently 10th among baseball's winningest managers. All of the top 10 winningest managers, including Tony La Russa and Joe Torre, are in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but none had a harder time getting there than Leo Durocher. He became eligible for induction in 1976, but wasn't voted in until 1994, a year after his death. He was so bitter about his exclusion that he told his lawyer not to accept his induction if it came after his death, a request that was ignored. Durocher, dubbed Leo the Lip, made numerous enemies during his career, and many of them had votes on Hall of Fame selection committees. As a Yankee, he was accused of stealing Babe Ruth's watch. When with the Cardinals, he had a fist fight under the stands with Brooklyn manager Casey Stengel. He was accused of stealing signals during the 1951 Giants miracle run, and while managing the Cubs, singled out Ernie Banks for ridicule. He loved gambling, womenizing, and hanging out with celebrities, including Frank Sinatra and his gangster buddies. At the time of his death, he was praised as a manager, but condemned as a human being. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch's Bob Bragg wrote that losing Durocher was like losing an old friend or an old enemy, and most writers picked an old enemy. In his biography of Durocher, Paul Dixon quotes Hall of Fame sports writer Dick Young, who once wrote, "You and Durocher are on a raft. A wave comes and knocks him into the ocean. You dive in and save his life. A shark comes and takes your leg. Next day, you and Leo start out even." Today, there are a number of players like Durocher who should have had an easy path to Cooperstown, if not for their various transgressions. Two of baseball's greatest hitters, Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose, are banned from baseball for their involvement with gamblers. Not banned, but currently blackballed from the Hall of Fame, are several outstanding players from baseball's steroid era, including Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, and Barry Bonds. I asked my wife Anita if players like McGwire and Bonds should be voted into the Hall of Fame. Anita, who, unlike her husband, has a caring and forgiving nature, thinks that if a Durocher can make it into the Hall of Fame, there should be room for other baseball bad boys for what they achieved in their careers. As for their flawed humanity, she suggests that maybe only those who never made an error in their lives could cast votes against them. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.